flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Rees, new offensive coordinator of the Browns, kind of introducing himself to everybody, and Kevin Stefanski saying, I'm going to call plays. And then Tommy saying, I'm not going to talk about quarterbacks coming out in the draft. Well, he's going to. We're going to turn back the clock a little bit. And
he said this in the past.
Maybe.
You have been fooling me all morning.
Maybe. Hey, more changes are on the way with the Browns, as they'll have a new quarterback, of course, and a new offense next season, as Tommy talked about. And, of course, the Cavaliers making a run at the number one seed in the East. Follow every bit of the news, and don't miss a minute of The Fan. During your workday, you can stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. So, with Tommy not wanting to talk, especially about a guy that he coached in Alabama 2 years ago, we figured this would be the perfect time, day, opportunity to talk about a guy that Tommy didn't want to talk about.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Well, if you're looking for a quarterback who can create and extend plays, by golly, that's the guy that Tommy Rees coached at Alabama 2 years ago. Not last year, but the year before. Jalen Milroe. This guy is so intriguing and is the kind of draft choice, Andy, who's either going to get you like a 10-year contract extension or get you fired. He's 6'2". He's 220 pounds. He's built like a running back. Mm-hmm. He runs like a running back. He throws like a running back with a good arm. His father was a Marine who served in Iraq. And that kind of makes you think, okay, disciplined background. You listen to the kid. He has a disciplined background. He's from Katy, Texas, which is outside of Houston. And Jalen Milroe wore three different numbers at Alabama. Why did he do that? 2, 15, and 4. I mean, he couldn't wear 4 at the Browns, so he's good for 2 or 15, maybe, right?
Well, he might be able to wear 4 if circumstances.
True. As a freshman and a sophomore at Alabama, he sat behind Bryce Young. And, you know, you sat back and you learned, well, Bryce Young was the number one overall pick, so you kind of get that. Then he started as a junior with Tommy Rees as his OC. Was benched after 2 games. It wasn't a surefire thing. They played the Texas Longhorns. They got smoked. He didn't play real well. Mm-hmm. He threw a couple of interceptions. And they benched him and said, you're not going to play in game 3 against South Florida. And then 2 other guys played against South Florida. I think they kind of thought we're Alabama, we're going to beat South Florida. And we want to see what these other guys can do. And then after the game, Nick Saban named Jalen Milroe the starter for the rest of the season. And apparently he and Nick Saban sat down with each other twice a week the rest of the season and talked. 5 minutes, 20 minutes. Jalen said we talked about life. We talked about all kinds of things. But he kind of became the guy, without question, in Alabama. Some things about what he did. In his junior year with Tommy Rees, he threw 23 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions. Rees left. Saban left. Kalen DeBoer came in. 16 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. So his passing regressed. Completion percentage just dropped a little bit.
The team regressed, though, a little bit, too.
That's very true as well. Mm-hmm. Running the football, under Tommy Rees, he didn't have to run it as much, didn't run it as much. He had 531 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns. Last year, this guy ran for 726 yards, which isn't outrageous, but 20 touchdowns, which is outrageous. And when you watch him on the tape, he can run, man. Yeah,
he's dynamic.
He's really good.
Against college defenses, he is dynamic.
Really good running the football. And he was fast. He was strong. He was physical. He was shifty. He's built like a running back. He's 6'2", 220. And folks have said, and we'd like to see him get officially measured and see if he's really 6'2". What he looked like to me, Andy, was Jalen Hurts, who's the Eagles quarterback and big, strong guy who can run. He looked like a shorter, better built, not as wiry, Lamar Jackson.
That's the first guy I thought of when I saw him.
Lamar is a little longer and more wiry.
I just think he's a little bit stronger. Do you think he looks like a little bit of a stronger version of
Lamar? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But he's put together and can run.
Yeah.
Now, when he throws, good Lord, look out. He's got a really strong arm.
Yes, he does.
And I don't think he has any idea where it's going.
Oh, I don't know.
Everything I watched, and I was talking to Dan about this. I watched highlights. I didn't go back and look at like bad throws and everything. I watched compilations of his good plays because I think you can see a lot from those.
A lot of them. Yeah.
And he's throwing off the back foot. The weight shift. You know how you're supposed to throw and follow through. That was terrible. The one thing that I thought was it jumped off the tape to me. He didn't hit wide receivers in stride much at all. And these were the highlights. They were throws where he threw it in the general direction. The wide receiver made a good play and was not in position to get a whole lot of yards after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was scary. Well, it was a little rough. And I thought that might be something that if you're an NFL team, that needs to be polished up because you got to hit your receivers in stride. And if you throw those balls in the NFL, they're going to get picked off. Yeah, they're going to get knocked down.
The other question I have is he going to be able to run like that in the NFL? And I
would think yes, Andy. He can run, man.
I don't know, man.
He can run.
Defensive ends are a little bit faster in the NFL than they are in college.
They're not as fast as he is. He was good. I mean, he can run. And he looks like he could step into the NFL and run the run-pass option pretty well, and he looked like a running back to me. And he actually, in a press conference, kind of called out Bill O'Brien, who had been a previous offensive coordinator in Alabama.
Right.
And he said he wanted me to change positions.
I could see it. I can understand why he would want that.
Yeah. And he was asked, well, what do you want to change to? And he said, well, you know, they've told me a lot of things. They told me I couldn't play quarterback at this level. Okay, so you had that. Well, what did you hear about Lamar Jackson when he came out?
Same thing.
Everybody wanted him to be a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I would be sure that people want this guy to be a running back. And he wanted to be a quarterback, and he did.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's hear one thing that Tommy Rees said about him. We're going to go back to the pre-Rose Bowl press conference in 2023 when Tommy Rees was the offensive coordinator and Milroe, after being benched for week 3, came back and was the starter the rest of the year and was pretty darn good. This was Tommy Rees pre-Rose Bowl in 2023 on how far Milroe has come.
Jalen's put in a lot of effort and work to improve his game. I think his overall control of the offense and what we're asking him to do, I mean, each week we're trying to stack things up on top of each other and add to what we do and enhance what we do. And probably week 8 or 9, I kind of pulled him aside during practice and I said, hey, pretty cool where we're at now, where we were 8 weeks ago. Look at all the things now that we're asking you to do, all these different things that now you're in control of. And for a young quarterback that hadn't played a lot of football coming into the season, that's part of the progression. And all the credit goes to Jalen.
That was Tommy Rees on Jalen Milroe, his Alabama quarterback. More comments coming up. In some of the analysis that I read about this guy, mm-hmm. Andy, a guy at Pro Football Network said, and this was I think harsh, but kind of in line. He said Milroe ultimately has a first round skill set and fifth round tape. And I thought, ooh, I don't think he has fifth round tape. But I don't know that he had first round tape.
Well, I can understand what you're saying. The fifth round tape on the highlights alone, just it's the ability to the yards after the catch. I mean,
he's throwing the ball where guys are going up and having to make a play on the ball, yeah, rather than where they can just take off.
Where they're at, not rather where they're going to be. That's probably the best way to kind of describe the way, yep, where he throws balls.
The same guy at Pro Football Network said his real value is probably somewhere in the middle, where a team could use a day 2 selection on him. He said this would bet on his tremendous ceiling without investing anything that would expect him to start right away. The boom or bust factor with Jalen Milroe is real, but NFL teams will always take a shot on a player with this type of raw talent.
33? I don't think he'd wait. He's not going to make it to 30.
I don't think he is either. Most draft profiles said something like incredible upside, needs to be developed. You take a shot on him in the first round. So you'd be taking a shot on him. A website called Fantasy Life Mock had Milroe going number 9 to the Saints. Mel Kiper, ESPN, doesn't have Milroe going in the first round. The 33rd team, who we've had guys from the 33rd team on the show, 26th overall to the Rams.
Coincidentally, we're the 33rd pick.
I have seen him going number 2 to the Browns. In a couple of mock drafts,
I've seen that,
which I think is really interesting. We already talked about Cam Ward, rookie who's coming out. Compared to Cam Ward, I think Milroe is bigger and a better runner. They both have strong arms. Ward seems to have a little more magic in the passing game than Milroe does. But Milroe looks like an absolute beast. What more does Tommy Rees have to say about the guy he coached at Alabama? We will hear those comments coming up, and one that might just make you think, well, the Browns are going to go get this guy. That's coming up in about 9 minutes right here on The Fan.